Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. I'm Campbell and today we are talking about one of my favorite topics. We are going to be discussing the entertainment article for the month of November. And we've got some great friends here in the studio with us. To my left, we have Brendan. How are you today, Brendan?
I am very excited as well to talk about this article.
I know, Brendan, you are a kind of a film connoisseur. You kind of love this whole movie industry, don't you?
Yeah, and it's what I hope to eventually do as my job.
Yeah.
So we're talking about somebody who I look up to greatly.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here. I'm sure you have some great insight to offer. And we also have Pauline in the studio with us. How are you, Pauline?
Hey, guys. I'm just happy to be here. I think this is going to be an interesting topic today.
Sure. Do you enjoy movies?
Well, who doesn't?
That's true. Most of us do enjoy movies. And, well, today we are not just going to be talking about movies. We're talking about actually a specific person. We're going to be talking about Steven Spielberg. Who is Steven Spielberg?
Who is Steven Spielberg? He is a, well, probably world-known director.
Mm-hmm.
He has done, and producer actually, he has directed 56 films now, has produced 158,
mm-hmm.
and most people probably know him from the films he's directed, such as Jurassic Park, Jaws, Indiana Jones, Catch Me If You Can, which was an amazing movie, by the way. He's worked very closely with Tom Hanks in Bridge of Spies, did Close Encounters, War of the Worlds, E.T. The list goes on.
And did you mention Indiana Jones? You just told me before the show started that he directed Indiana Jones, which is one of my favorite old movies.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I mentioned Indiana Jones, but
I think
if not,
we
have now.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure it got in there, because that's my favorite.
Yeah. So he's done a lot of movies, a lot of films, different genres, different types of movies, and as Brendan mentioned, he has also produced a lot of films, right? He and several other directors and producers, they're the ones behind DreamWorks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, movies like Shrek and Kung Fu Panda, things like that. So they are the producers behind those movies. So this is a big name in the Hollywood movie industry. Now, he has been around for 30, 40 years, a long time.
Yeah.
So he's done a lot of different films. And today's article, or the article we're going to be talking about over these next 2 days, is talking about how even though he's got so much experience in this industry, he's still learning new things. He still is adjusting and shifting. And, you know, even though he is kind of a veteran in this industry, he is in some ways still very much a rookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about that word later today. So let's not put things off any longer. Let's get into our article for today. Our article is on page 38. So if you've got your magazine, you can join us in your magazine or on your mobile device.
The Spielberg way. The filmmaker's matured values have altered his vision. He remains a wizard at making films focused on young people. Witness his Cannes premiering of The BFG, adapted from the classic Roald Dahl novel. But Steven Spielberg knows he's not a kid anymore, and that has affected everything. When an expert feels like a rookie. At age 69, the director is just as insecure now as I was 30 years ago. But insecurity is a good bedfellow for a filmmaker. Questions of what he does and why he does it, however, have taken on a different dimension. Every film is a marriage, and I think long and hard if I want to spend years of my life on this. If there is enough there, I can feel deeply about. Though he emphasizes, I'm not looking to lecture anyone, to be rabbinical in selling a point of view, Spielberg says he now feels more responsibility to put good things out in the world. How it affects his work. When I was younger, I never thought of any public responsibility in messaging values. People were telling me I was doing it, and I didn't know what they were talking about. Now I think about that in almost everything I look at.
All right, so Steven Spielberg is one of those people in the movie industry that's been around for quite a while. And as time goes on, all of us learn different things and all of us mature and we start gaining different perspectives on things, right? And so today, the deck says the filmmaker's matured values have altered his vision. What are we talking about here?
Okay, so if we break it down, the filmmaker is referring to Spielberg, obviously. He has apparently a matured vision. So matured saying he's not just growing older, but he's growing wiser, has that context. You know, there's some new wisdom that comes at that age that's affecting his values, what he believes in as right and good, I would assume in filmmaking. And that's altered. That's changed his vision, his ideal, maybe, for what he wants in his films. I'm curious to see how that's going to play out.
Yeah, so he's got a different perspective on filmmaking and what he's actually doing, right? And we start our article here saying he remains a wizard at making films, right? So this idea of a wizard is someone who's really good at magic, right? And it just almost seems like he's creating magic with his products, with his projects. And he is really good at making films focused on young people. And we have the Cannes premiering of The BFG, which is one of his latest films, right, Brendan?
Yes, The BFG, which is an adaptation of a classic Roald Dahl novel. It's a lot more focused on, I think, a child than some of his past work, which was more focused on adults. So,
yeah,
it's a very interesting change.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of his earliest films was E.T., you know, and that was completely about, you know, kids and their interaction. And that is one of the things that I feel is well known about Spielberg, is he kind of has this connection with kids in a way, and he's really good at telling their stories. Right, and even though he's got a wide genre of different films under his belt, he is one of the things he's really good at is telling the stories of kids. And he knows, though, that he's not a kid anymore, and it's kind of affected everything, right? And even though he is an expert, like we said, he is a veteran in this field of filmmaking, he feels like a rookie. Now, what are we talking about when we talk about a rookie?
Well, I would say that I'm a rookie to doing radio here at Advanced Classroom because I'm still very new to being on staff here. So when you're new to something, I think originally rookie, I usually think of as being a sports, particularly baseball term, is maybe where it started, where you say the rookie player means he's a brand new player, hasn't been tested out yet, we don't know how he's going to do. I'm a rookie here at work. You can talk about the new work employee as a rookie, or in this case, even though Spielberg, nobody would think of as a rookie in the film industry, it says he feels like a rookie, so he still feels like new, maybe still has a lot to learn.
Yeah, he feels like he is still unsure about what he's doing in some ways, right? And it says here at 69, he feels just as insecure now as when he was 39, so 30 years ago. But he says this is a good thing, right? Why do you think, I mean, you're a filmmaker, why is that a good thing?
It's a good thing because you have a bit more caution when you are making a film. Films are, one, expensive, and two, they require a lot of thought and a lot of different moving parts to work together.
Right.
And so if you are going to take a risk, which is something that not necessarily, you know, you want to do in this industry, people like security, but if you are going to take a risk, you need to make absolutely sure that your risk isn't that risky in the first place. And so being insecure is actually a good thing because you have that, you know, you have that caution that will help you make your film so much better because you're putting so much focus into crafting it.
Right.
Keeps you on your toes, so to speak. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And so we have a phrase here. It says that insecurity is a good bedfellow for a filmmaker. And when we talk about a bedfellow, we're just referring to someone or something connected with another in a particular activity. The idea here is that because he is insecure, he's more conscious. You know, he's not just going through the motions. He's actually being very aware of every decision he makes and how this might affect the final product and the whole industry as a whole. And so he asks a lot of questions, right? Questions of what he does and why he does it. But the thing is that as time goes on, they've kind of started to take on a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that he's kind of started to look at these questions in a different way. And he says something interesting about every film. He kind of draws an analogy here. What does he say about film?
Says every film is a marriage, and I think long and hard if I want to spend years of my life on this, mm-hmm. if there is enough there that I can feel deeply about.
Right.
And I rather understand this. Mm-hmm. I have not been on a project that takes years, but I know that for large-scale productions, it takes a long time,
sure.
and you need to make sure that you have the energy and the emotional energy
right.
to stick with it yeah. through to the very end.
Yeah, and I mean the thing is that once he makes something, his name is forever going to be attached to that thing, and it's not going away. I mean, he is a major name, you know, and that Spielberg name, once that's attached to something, it's always going to be attached to it. So if it's a good film, it's going to be a good thing. If it's a bad film, that's not going away. It's not like people are going to forget, oh, Steven Spielberg in this film. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I also thought this was a good example of what sounds to me like a very mature question and how mm-hmm. when you're younger, it's a lot more likely that you see something you like and you just jump right into
right.
it. And I could see where as a younger director, he had some experiences of jumping too quickly into things
right.
that, you know, grabbed his attention for a moment, but then
right.
he realized weren't going to hold his attention and really something that he wanted to be married to for years.
Right. Yeah.
I thought that was a nice example of, yeah, that does sound like a mature question, like a real voice sure. of wisdom speaking.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like what he says next. He says he's trying to emphasize something. He says he's not looking to lecture anyone to be rabbinical in selling a point of view, but he feels more responsibility to put good things out into the world. Right. So he's not necessarily making films to make a to share a kind of particular point of view or try to educate people or try to sell some sort of
moral lesson,
right? Yeah, and that's the whole rabbinical thing. You know, a rabbi is a person, a religious teacher, right? And he is Jewish, so that's why he uses this word rabbinical, right? So he's not trying to proselytize. He's not trying to teach any kind of particular moral lesson necessarily. But he does realize that whatever he does create, it does say something, you know, whether he intends to or not.
Yeah, I think what it's demonstrating is that he's putting more intentionality into the films he makes,
mm-hmm.
and particularly what they say or
right.
what he is trying to say
right.
with them.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, once a film is out and your name is on it, it's going to be on forever. And also, as somebody who has, you know, matured, as you said, I think he's really become aware that now it's his responsibility to try to teach something good,
mm-hmm.
in a sense, or maybe not necessarily teach something good, but offer this point of view as something that is good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And the thing is, I mean, with any film, whether it intends to or not, it is delivering some sort of message, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just from the casting to the storyline to how it ends and different, I mean, there's always, I always get something out of every film, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then a lot of times I think back to the movie I watch and I'm like, wow, there is a message in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for filmmakers to realize that whether they intend to or not, they're delivering some sort of message.
Yeah, and not only is, like, the story and the dialogue what's telling the message, it's also how it's shown on the screen.
Right.
Like, the visually speaking, you are also saying something, and that's something that I personally find incredibly fascinating, and I think Spielberg does an amazing job at not only just keeping your attention and entertaining you,
mm-hmm.
but conveying what he wants you to feel on a subconscious mm-hmm. level
right.
about what you're watching.
Right, yeah.
And again, I think it's another point back to his maturity and also, like, the trajectory of his career
right.
that I can imagine as a young director that he could think, well, I just want to do this because it sounds fun or this is interesting, but not expecting it's going to have a major impact on the world. You're
right.
not thinking this is going to touch thousands of lives, but now all of a sudden he has this big name around him and
right.
he knows that there are going to be thousands and thousands of people that are
right.
going to go see.
Yeah.
So there has to be a different kind of weightiness
right.
about that. When, you know, versus if I was just to go video something and throw it up on YouTube
right.
opposed to Spielberg now,
right.
who's got a huge audience
yeah.
and has to really think a little more deeply about the
yeah.
impact of his work.
But I think going back to that, I think that is a good reminder for all of us. You know, I think anytime we put anything out on Facebook, on YouTube, even when we're just speaking, you know, it can have an impact. I think about that a lot with my kids. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
I get stressed and they do something and they're not listening to me and I kind of lose my temper. And then I think back and I'm like, well, what message am I delivering to them? You know, how am I affecting them and what am I teaching them? You know, I think it is a sense of maturity when you realize that the things that you do kind of create a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were saying, because he is such a huge name, his influence kind of reaches further, right, than maybe our little family or our office. You know, his impact reaches the whole world. And that's what this next section says, right? He says, when he was younger, he never thought about any public responsibility in messaging values because, you know, he just was making fun, making movies because he thought it was fun, you know. But people were telling him that he was doing it, and he didn't know what they were talking about. Now, though, he thinks about it in almost everything he looks at. So it is something important to think about. All right, well, let's take a look at the rest of our article. Please join us at the middle of page 39, where it says, a change of pace.
A change of pace. Glancing out through his hotel's circular window, Spielberg can see one of Kahn's numerous posters for The BFG, the story of how 10-year-old London orphan Sophie befriends a big friendly giant and, with a little help from Queen Elizabeth II, saves the world from some not-so-friendly giants. Working for the first time with Walt Disney Studios, Spielberg made The BFG for reasons that are personal as much as anything else. Starting in 1988 with my son Max, I read this book to my children several times, and I fell under its spell, he says. Also personal was the chance it provided. After a series of films like Bridge of Spies, Lincoln, and War Horse, to return to the feeling of just being able to let my imagination overrule the rules of history, I was feeling like I needed to get back to what I do really well, creating new worlds.
All right, so in this section we are talking about one of Spielberg's latest films, and we mentioned it earlier, The BFG. What does BFG stand for?
Big Friendly Giant.
That's right. So this is a Disney film, and this is the first time that Spielberg is working with the Walt Disney Studios, right? And The BFG, again, it started off as a classic children's novel by Roald Dahl, and he is a well-known children's writer. And so this story talks about a little orphan. What was her name?
Sophie.
Mm-hmm. And what happens to Sophie?
Well, it sounds like Sophie is an orphan
mm-hmm.
in London, and somehow this big friendly giant and her become friends. I haven't seen the movie yet, so I don't know much more, but that's what we get from our article. It says they befriend each other, and And then somehow, with a little help from the Queen Elizabeth, they save the world from the not-so-friendly giants. So there's big friendly one and apparently some not-so-friendly ones.
Right, yeah. I haven't seen the film either, but I saw some trailers, and it looks amazing, just the cinematography and how it's all put together. It looks really, really good. Definitely want to make some time to go see that. Now, the reason he chose to do this project, there are some personal reasons, right?
Yeah, he used to read the book to his children several times over the course of their lives, and he said he fell under its spell.
Right.
So he must have, you know, even though he was reading it for his kids, he really connected and felt some sort of connection with the book itself. And so I imagine that will carry over into the film, his personal love for it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Roald Dahl is an amazing author. He is so imaginative, and he's so creative in the worlds that he creates. And so Steven Spielberg, as he was reading this story to his kids, started to resonate, right? And it struck a chord, right? We talked about that the other day. It struck a chord with him, and he fell under the spell of this story. And so there's a personal connection here, you know, and I just think about the stories that I read to my girls, you know. It just brings back some great memories of just sitting together with your kids and telling them a story. And also there's another personal reason, right? So we talk about a series of films that he just made, Bridge of Spies, Lincoln, and War Horse. These are more historical films, right?
Yeah, they are all based on true stories. The Bridge of Spies, starring Tom Hanks, talks about a lawyer who was, first of all, had to defend a Russian spy in America just so that to prove that the American justice system is actually honorable. And then it was a good thing that he did so well, because then he negotiated a trade of spies. Lincoln is about the president Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, and War Horse is about a war horse during, I believe, the Revolutionary War, although I'm not entirely certain. But all of these are movies that are based on true stories, based in our real world, and Spielberg mentions that that's very confining to him, and he really enjoys creating new worlds and letting his imagination run a bit wild.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, he's really good at those epic films, right, and being able to tell these epic stories. But, yeah, he is also really good at these fantasy worlds and telling these fantasy stories. And so being able to have the opportunity to create a new world and to allow his imagination to run wild and not be so confined by facts and what actually happened, it was refreshing for him. All right, so this has been a really interesting article so far about Steven Spielberg, and I think it's really great to be able to kind of get a glimpse of how his mind works, right? And he is one of the biggest names in Hollywood and one of the most well-recognized directors, and so it's really interesting to see his thought process and to see that even though he is a 30-year veteran of the film industry, he's still learning new things, right? So you mentioned earlier, Brandon, that he is one of your one of the people you look up to.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, he has all of this experience, and a lot of his films follow a very specific methodology to telling the story. There is a there's a concept in cinematography called a one-er. A one-er is a shot that is relatively complicated, but it's something that any person who's done cinematography and camera work knows. It's sort of like the most loved shot, and it's where you take something that normally can be done in multiple different shots, and you just shoot it with one camera that does not break. Some examples of very obvious one-ers are in the Avengers movies. In the very first opening of Age of Ultron, when the Avengers are going after a Hydra headquarters, there's this one unbroken shot going from hero to hero to hero to hero in an impossible camera thing that just makes everyone really excited.
Right.
Spielberg does the same thing, but no one notices it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really fascinating to me, at least, because no one notices it because he doesn't want you to notice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this very subtle changes, one shot, not breaking, but it tells the story perfectly, and it's just really nice to watch. Mm-hmm. But again, you don't notice it.
Right.
And so the subtlety is something that actually used to be done in the 70s, but people forgot for some just faster cutting back and forth.
Right.
So I look up to him because of the experience and his just cinematography, the ability for him to tell a story with visuals.
Sure, yeah.
So
I think for me, when I think of Spielberg, I think of quality. You know, I just think of good storytelling and good films. Because, I mean, honestly, there are some films out there that aren't really that good, and the message that they're delivering and the things that they're communicating are kind of questionable, you know? And I feel like, for the most part, Spielberg does really quality films, not just in the way the film is made. Because, I mean, there are some films with good cinematography, but, you know, the storyline is kind of not that good. Or mm-hmm. it's kind of, the message that's being delivered is a little bit kind of questionable, you know. But I feel like, for the most part, Spielberg is pretty good on all aspects of the whole filmmaking.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm not like Brendan here, who is obviously an avid fan and connoisseur of film. So I recognize the name Spielberg, but even then it was difficult for me to come up with a few names of films that he had done.
Right.
And this was really interesting for me, and I really do appreciate hearing that, just that mature perspective that he had. And I think I would be a lot more likely now to go to a film based on the fact that it was a Spielberg film, now that we've spent some time kind of getting a sense of what his heart and vision is for
sure.
the filmmaking process.
Yeah.
I think it just makes it a lot more appealing to me.
Definitely. Yeah, I think this article is making him more human, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we have another day of this article, so we hope that you will come back and join us tomorrow. For right now, it's time for us to say goodbye.